This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Over the border wall, will the government shut down? One of the many things we're going to be talking about this hour. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We go right to Washington and Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. So, Justin, it sounded like there was a little back and forth between Nancy Pelosi, especially, and POTUS, with reporters looking on as they were discussing the wall and the $5 billion he wants. It looks like the Democrats aren't going to budge. What happened there?
You know, a lot happened, and there is a lot to unpack. Just to get the quick boring stuff out of the way, the basic news of this is that Trump wants $5 billion for the border wall. Democrats are looking for about $1.3 billion, and there is not much agreement going on between them. But what was, again, really interesting today was just the insane level of optics that went on during this meeting today. This was a debate in public before the press, as you mentioned, before cameras, and really showed that this may very well be a harbinger for what the split government under Trump is going to look like. We had Pelosi, basically telling the president some hard facts, saying, look, this argument is devoid of facts, saying, you don't have the votes if you just want to move forward with them, forward with this in the House. And then you had Chuck Schumer throwing some shade as well, pointing out that the Washington Post gave the president a series of Pinocchios for his claims that the border wall was already done, making fun of Trump's claim that he won the Senate by pretty much mocking the president for, you know, holding on to North Dakota and, or sorry, for winning, rather, North Dakota and Indiana, saying that if that's what he's going to be bragging about, then the president is in trouble. And just a lot of back and forth and a lot of fireworks for what was expected generally to be a closed-door meeting between the three of these individuals, the first time that the president has met solely with the Democratic leadership since he has taken office, and just a lot to consider as we move forward and as we approach the Democrats taking back the lower chamber.
Yeah, so you've covered the White House now for a while in this political circus that's been going on. What does your gut tell you is going to happen here? Do you think we're going to see a government shutdown?
Generally when we see this come up, we have this sort of game of chicken where at the last minute somebody moves away. And to a large extent, it's really felt like Groundhog's Day for the past probably 4 or 5 years here. The sense that there's always a sense of impending doom. It comes close, it becomes an issue, and then somebody, changes at the last minute. In this instance, even though we've seen one or two shutdowns previously under the Trump administration, I think we're probably going to avoid it. I don't think we're going to be seeing a lot of people expressing an appetite for a major, funding battle before Christmas. And even if we do have a government shutdown, there's previously been some omnibus spending that's going to be keeping the government at least partially open for a lot of the, areas where it really matters. And this is also going to be taking place during a time where much of the federal government is also, is already sort of shut down in a certain extent due to the holiday season and whatnot. It's kind of hard to say, but I feel like there's probably going to be some kind of last-minute maneuvering before this ends, especially considering the White House today pretty much ended the meeting with a good amount of egg on their face, since it really looks like Democrats got the upper hand, and the president said that this is, in no uncertain terms, going to be his shutdown if it does shut down.
So while that was happening, as you had Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, who wanted to know why so many pictures of the president appeared when she does a Google search for idiot. And this was part of a House Judiciary Committee hearing in D.C. on Tuesday. So what was that about? I have to tell you, that got a lot of headlines, too.
It got a lot of headlines, but mainly due to the fact that it really just showed that a lot of lawmakers who are on this committee that oversees, Google and other internet giants and whatnot, just don't necessarily have a strong grasp on how the internet works. That's something that we've seen a number of times when we've had, Silicon Valley figures appearing on the Hill, just these sort of, head-scratching questions. And today was, another good example of that. We had Steve King arguing that Wikipedia was basically biased due to the fact that, it prevented members of his office from tweaking his Wikipedia page, even though anybody who spends any time online knows that Wikipedia is a website that's run by a lot of volunteer moderators, people who sort of watch that closely. And, we had questions like Lori Lofgren and others that really just showed that there is a bit of a misunderstanding. But in the larger sense of things, we've had the White House and other conservatives trying to lead the charge against a lot of these internet companies, suggesting perhaps that they should be broken up, and to a bigger extent trying to pretty much cast them as boogeymen, saying that there is a bias against conservatives, saying that a lot of these decisions are, basically stacking the deck against them. And a lot of the times those arguments don't really measure up. And that's not to say, of course, that there's not some very big pressing issues when it comes to, a lot of these internet companies. But for today, it really just showed that a lot of these arguments just didn't really carry water. So that's kind of my two cents on that one.
Yeah. The other thing that I think is interesting is with the Mueller case and, of course, how that's unfolding and what people are speculating about and whatnot. And then these attorneys for the former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, requesting late in the day on Tuesday that he spend no time in prison and be sentenced to 1 year of probation because of the way he cooperated with Mueller and et cetera. So they made their case in court documents and filed them and all that. Who do you think is going to get the most time here? What's it looking like? Because there's a lot of discussion about this.
It's looking like Paul Manafort is probably going to be the one who's getting the most time. He has not just racked up a lot of major issues when it comes to, tax fraud, when it comes to banking fraud, when it comes to failing to register as a foreign agent. But he's also backed out of a, plea agreement and has really made himself sort of public enemy number one when it comes to the special counsel's office. And I don't think that's going to be boding very well for him. Conversely, the sense that I get from what we saw from the request from Flynn to just get probation and no jail time and perhaps community service, I think that's probably going to be something that's going to be accepted, primarily because the Mueller team also wants to make an example of Flynn for the better. They want to show that if you cooperate and if you actually act in a timely manner, show some kind of contrition, and provide material that is substantial, as we've seen from the court filings, you can have the special counsel support when it comes time for sentencing. So I think everything that we've seen come out so far, I think have sent a very big message to a lot of people who may have not spoken to the special counsel, who may be sitting on the fence right now over whether or not they're going to cooperate. And I think that's something that we're going to have to watch carefully.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Justin Duckham, as always, fabulous stuff. Thanks. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thank you so much. Have a good one.
Coming up on ATN with me, Kate Delaney. Some of the sounds of what went down in the White House, as Justin and I talked about, it was pretty public. So what will happen with this whole border wall debate, or is it even a debate? Stay with
pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny
Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
He has admitted in this meeting that he will take responsibility. The Trump shutdown is something that can be avoided, that the American people do not need at this time of economic uncertainty, people losing jobs, the market in a mood, and the rest.
We do not want to shut down the government. You were called 20 times to shut down the government. You say, I want to shut down the government. We don't. We want to come to an agreement. If we can't come to an agreement, we have solutions that will pass the House and Senate right now and will not shut down the government. And that's what we're urging you to do. Not threaten to shut down the government because
you don't want to shut down the government
because you can't get your way.
The last time you shut it down, you got killed.
Wow. So that's the president and Chuck Schumer going toe-to-toe, and then Nancy Pelosi throwing in her thoughts as well. So they weren't schmearing the schmear on the bagels and hanging out with jokes at the White House today. Certainly not at the Oval. It was very public, this meeting, and that's a little bit of the sounds from that. We may see Democrats confronting the press becoming what is the new normal heading into 2019. So since the day he announced that he was running for press, he's talked about a border wall. And this has been a symbol, a rallying cry, that kind of thing. Make America Great Again is, you know, piece by piece, brick by brick, the wall that Donald Trump wanted and then was elected on. You know, he wants to stand on that wall. He wants the $5 billion for the project, and it's not looking great at this point. It's the typical Beltway politics that we're seeing, and this is exactly what happened. It was exasperating. The press, I think, it was a 17-minute debate with the Senate Minority Leader, who you heard, Chuck Schumer, and House Speaker-designate Nancy Pelosi, And he said he would accept full responsibility for the fallout. I'll take the mantle. I'll be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. So he's saying, I'm going to shut it down. I'm shutting it down. We may see a government shutdown. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Happy tail end of Hanukkah. But I don't know. You know, he holds all the cards in the negotiations. But what are the odds that somehow this moves in a different direction? Does it make sense? So Democrats are gloating over this political leverage, I think, that they have because of now the numbers in the House anyway. And they had offered Trump a deal that would have given $25 billion for a wall in exchange for a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants that were brought into the country, the Dreamers. But that deal exploded when Trump demanded additional concessions, including deep cuts to legal immigration levels. So that was it. So that didn't fly. And Schumer and Pelosi are pretty firm. They're saying, we're not giving you more than $1.3 billion. That's it. They didn't make any mention of the Dreamers, any of that. It's not part of the negotiation. And you heard Schumer, you've called 20 times to shut down the government. If we can't come to an agreement, we have solutions that will pass the House and Senate right now and will not shut down the government. That's what we're urging you to do. So, I don't know. Flip a coin. This could really kind of go either way. I think it is a 50-50 proposition. You know, it's not, is it going to go down? I mean, is it, are we seeing a shutdown? What are we going to see here? I think we're just going to see more maneuvering for the next week or so. But then after that, then some sort of a decision would have to be made. But he's not going to get that $5 billion. So without that $5 billion, the kind of wall we're talking about is like chicken wire. Here's your chicken wire. You're not getting those brick walls you want. So seriously, in all seriousness, I've talked to contractors about this. I have family members who are in the construction biz. We've talked about sections of the wall. We've looked at this different ways with other people who have come on to seriously talk about what that would take and where would the big areas be that you would have to have this kind of coverage. So that's why you do need that $5 billion, because I think, based on some of the estimates I saw, it would actually probably be a little bit, you know, more than that. Might be a little bit more than that. All right, we're going to glide into something else, okay? And so what we're going to glide into is this, actually. You know, hacking is now becoming a way of life. When I turn on something or I get a tweet from somebody, I shouldn't say a tweet, a text from somebody saying, yo, Delaney, pay attention, listen to what happened, and I get a heads up on something getting hacked, right? I'm not shocked by that. Now it's just a question of, okay, what deets were out? So did they get Social Security numbers? Who is it? What happened? That kind of thing. We certainly have had a slew of cyber crime sleuths on this show. And now they think, I was just checking into this, they think that the Chinese state hackers were probably responsible for that massive mix-up at the Marriott Starwood chain hotel reservation system. It was a breach that exposed information and travel details from about 500 million people, and they're saying it hasn't been completed, so we're not trying to completely draw conclusions, but it does show that at this point, there were hackers affiliated with the Chinese Ministry of State Security. The MSS, an intelligence and security agency, has been behind many Chinese government intrusions into U.S. networks in the last couple of years. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I travel, I've stayed in a lot of Marriotts. Marriott was pushing their point system on me, and I gladly signed up for it. So I was not one of those people that was exposed in the breach, at least that's what I was told. But 500 million people, that's a lot. And they're trying to piece together information, right, on citizens, obviously, and that they're amassing. So you kind of start to wonder, how much of our personal data has been exposed, right? Meaning, you know, your family members, you, that kind of stuff, the kind of information that that they're pulling together, phone numbers, addresses, passport numbers, credit card numbers, all of that can be very, very, very scary, because where does this go from here? Where does it go? And it's valuable to criminals who are trying to not just commit identity fraud, but also intelligence agencies that want to build and track movements of certain people. And guess what? I would fall on that list, and maybe some of you would. I don't know that we have any spies listening to us. Not so sure about that. I know we have some diplomats, military people, yes, business executives, yes, journalists, ding, ding, ding. I fall into that category, and I've been pulled over when I've gone to other countries, so I guarantee I'm exposed in that arena. And all this intelligence they're pulling together, so what do you think they do with that? It can be incredibly dangerous, including trying to recruit or blackmail someone for information. And then it makes me think about something even more nefarious, the dark web, where they sell stolen credentials and other personal information. Ugh, you just have to be so crazy careful these days. And think of the chains that would be affected. The St. Regis, the Westin, the Sheraton, the Loft, Four Points. I mean, a ton of subsidiaries of Marriott Starwood. Remember, Marriott acquired Starwood in 2016 and kept the reservation databases separate from its own until recently. Then they merged them because of all the properties around the world. They have 6,700 properties around the world. Scary. It's scary to think where your information could be going. And think about your family being affected by this, and think about what they're trying to build up on a family. And LifeLock doesn't sound so bad, or some of these other companies where they claim that they can completely protect you, build a wall that billion around you that cannot be hacked. And I used to kind of poo-poo that idea, like, are you kidding me? It's ridiculous what we have to go through. But at the same time, if you've ever had that information exposed and used against you, good luck fighting it. It's tough, isn't it? It's tough, tough, tough to try to get credit cleared up, let alone anything else connected to passport numbers or something else that could put you on a list that you do not want to be on. Hey, coming up on the flip side, here on my show, America Tonight, with me, Kate Delaney, we're going to dive into the mailbag. And the mailbag, like always, is very schizophrenic, and I mean that in a loving way, because I cherry-pick what we, you know, the direction we go in, because I get hundreds of emails a day, so congratulations to all of you. And we're going to take you in a couple of different directions. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says he'd be proud to shut down the government over funding for a border wall after he gathered with top Democrats at the White House.
You want to know something?
This is spiraled downward.
Not long after the media left the Oval Office, so did Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, stopping to speak to reporters in the driveway. Schumer pointed to one of the president's claims inside.
But the wall would get built. A lot of the wall is built. It's been very effective.
The president said things are working quite well at the border. Well, we want to give him the same thing he had last year. If they're working well last year, they should work well this year.
Still, there's a large divide. Democrats are willing to spend another $1.3 billion on the wall, while the president wants to hold out for $5 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For me, I'm excited. I'm speaking in Hawaii a couple of times next year. And check this out. Many of you are picking up on that because I think I mentioned it a couple of shows ago. In fact, Andy and I were talking about going to Hawaii and what that's like and, you know, where you'd want to go in the different islands. And so I'm going to speak on the Big Island and also in Honolulu. And I wanted to thank everybody for, and part of the reason is because, you know, people are starting to see my name more, and that's because of you, the listeners of America Tonight. So I appreciate you propping this this old gal up, really seriously, because so many of you have gone to Amazon.com and gotten a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. And that's made a difference. People are starting to see that, and it's fun, you know, doing this syndicated radio show. I've been invited to be a guest on a couple of other shows around the country. Like, I was on WHO in Des Moines, Iowa today, and somebody heard me. That's what brought this up, because we're going to the mailbag in a second. And I just and they asked me, hey, what other shows are you a guest on? It's fun to hear you as a guest. So that people know, next week I'm or this week Thursday at 10 in the morning, 10 Central, I will be on Del Walmsley's show, and he's on KTEK Radio. So that's in Houston, and I'm excited about that because he talks about all kinds of things, real estate investments and other things, and I guess Deal Your Own Destiny really fits with that. And then also I'm going to be on another station on Monday night, for those listening in New England, I'm going to be on the South Shore radio station, 95.9 FM, WATD, and I'll be doing that at, I will be doing that at 6:30 Central, so 7:30 Eastern. So there you go. That was one of the questions that was asked in the mailbag. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Yeah, I've been dying to talk about the mail, too. So that question came from Cameron, who said, Kate Delaney, I heard you today in Iowa, and I was wondering, it was fun to hear you be a guest on a show if you do other guest spots. And the answer is yes, that people call me up and ask me if I would be a guest on their show, and I, of course, want to do that and talk about this show and talk about the book and that kind of stuff. So thanks for that question. And how cool that you just happened to hear me. You just were cruising around. All right, this one comes to us from Jacob. Delaney, I haven't had a chance to email you in a while. Trust me, I am propping up your show and listening to it when I can through TuneIn after you mentioned that. I've been traveling a lot lately. Did you see that the federal judge in California ordered Stormy Daniels to pay her attorney a lot of money in representing her against Donald Trump in that defamation suit? Did you see what the number was? I almost choked when I heard it. Yeah, the number is, I guess they've asked for a total of $780,000 from Trump's attorney, has asked for a total of $780,000 from Stormy Daniels, $389,000 in attorney fees, another $389,000 in sanctions in a hearing last week. But the judge ordered Stormy Daniels to pay almost $300,000 in the fees and costs and sanctions to the lawyers that are representing Trump, and then there's still some more out there. So how about that? Hopefully she's got that. Hopefully they have that somewhere. Because, you know, first it was $800,000. By the time that you get through all of this, how much is that going to leave Michael Avenatti, who is her attorney? And, this is politics and the law wrapped up into one. So the kind of lawyers that we're talking about, they charge a lot per hour, and it's always the lawyers who win no matter what, right? She's got to pay up, and then there's going to be more that's probably going to be spread around. Yeah, and that's the number. It is a big number. So when you hear it, you're like, what? Wow, are you kidding me? That's why when you hear that, depending on what the case is, ambulance chaser lawyers, a lot of times they take it on contingency because, hey, the people don't have money. They work with you, but then they take a big chunk of money, like maybe even 40% sometimes. It depends on who it is and what it is. All right, so let's pop off to another one. How about this? Let's go to the Mac. Hello, America Tonight listeners, and you, Ms. Delaney. I wanted to know if you had any thoughts on the Time Person of the Year. Do you know who you think it's going to be? Do I know who I think it's going to be? I don't know who it's going to be. And, of course, a lot of names have been tossed out, including President Trump's name has been tossed around. But the Time magazine has chosen The Guardians, a group of journalists who have been targeted for their work as Person of the Year. So they have a series of four black and white covers that highlight what the magazine is calling the war on truth. And the group includes Jamal Khashoggi, who is the Washington Post contributor who was tortured and basically pulled limb by limb at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul in October. And so it's the first time they've ever had a deceased person, apparently. And then there were two Reuters journalists who were arrested a year ago in Myanmar when they were working on stories about some killings in a minority population. So they're there. Then there were two men behind bars, and the two men are behind bars in that case, and their wives were photographed for the cover. Then there's another cover that shows Maria Ressa, who is the chief executive of the Philippine news website Rappler. She was indicted last month on a tax evasion charges, a case that free speech and civil liberties advocates say is part of a big crackdown by the Philippine president, Rodrigo Duterte's administration. So for taking risk and that kind of stuff, they're saying the Guardians are on the covers. So isn't that interesting? President Trump was the runner-up for Person of the Year, though. Special Counsel Robert Mueller was number three, and instead they went with this idea of the Guardians. Interesting, isn't it? Okay, so there's your answer. And that just came out. I mean, that just came out. That's what the covers are going to be. Then I get this one. This one is from Tom. Kate, I know you do Nail the Score, and I know that you pay attention to sports, and I've heard you on NBC, and I've heard you a couple of other places, too. And you've talked about the Raiders moving to Las Vegas. Did you know that the city of Oakland is suing the Raiders for moving to Las Vegas, calling them an illegal cartel? Do you think they have any legs to stand on with this lawsuit? You know what? It's interesting. The stadium is going up really fast, by the way, in Vegas. The lawsuit includes, with that illegal cartel, not just the Raiders, it includes all 32 teams. And they're saying that it's because this lawsuit, the city of Oakland, they're saying that they demand cities publicly finance new stadiums or be at risk of losing a franchise to relocation, and that's what happened to them. Oakland City Attorney Barbara Parker said the purpose of the lawsuit is to hold the defendants accountable and help to compensate Oakland for damages that these unlawful actions have caused and will cause to the people of Oakland. Yeah, they're going to lose a whole bunch of money is what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen, and Vegas is going to get a whole lot of money. So the Raiders announced in 2017 they were moving to Vegas. In 2020, their lease with Oakland Alameda Coliseum actually expires after this season. So what's really crazy is they don't have a quotes home. I mean, could they end up doing another stint in L.A.? I don't know. And, of course, the people aren't happy with that, and that's the whole idea. So, yeah, we're going to slap a lawsuit on you. Yeah, that's what happens, right? All right, shocking or not, that's exactly what David says. Kate, you pick. Are you shocked, or do you think this was inevitable, this was going to happen? I'm talking about the biometric terminal in Atlanta. Now, I'm not shocked by it. But, boy, all of a sudden, poof. And what happens is, to check in for your flight, you just basically glance at a screen for 2 seconds, you drop off your bags at a luggage station, and that's it. Poof, you breeze through. And you don't even have to use your passport, nothing. So Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta and Delta Airlines opened the first what they call curb-to-gate biometric terminal. They think it's going to get people moving faster. We'll see. Pretty interesting stuff. Go to the man cave next.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's time to
step into the man cave. And so as we step into the man cave, one of the things we're talking about is Penn and Nova, baby. I'll tell you what, if you are a fan of sports of any sort, pulling off the monumental last-minute play is always exciting stuff. And so that's what happened with Penn down the stretch. A little bit of hustle, a little bit of flow, and a little bit of closing the door and taking the wind out of the sails of anybody who was pulling for Nova. This is when it starts to get a little more interesting, I think, in college hoop. I mean, you know, listen, if it's your school, you're paying attention, perhaps. It's at the Palestra. It's exciting for these two different schools. But other than that, you know, we're filling out the brackets, March Madness, and that's the scoop, right? And we're trying to play giddy-up catch-up on who's looking good and who we should pick. And that's the truth of the matter, right? College football is a little bit different. I think for the most part, I like college hoop, but it, as it gets closer and we get down to the nitty-gritty, that's when we're really, really in the thick of it. Needless to say, that's what I'm trying to say here. That's when you're paying way, 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 way more attention. And what you are paying attention to, though, right now is what's happening in the NFL. Because here we are, we just have three games left. That's it. And it's a question of who's going to make it into the playoffs. Week 15 on Thursday of the Chargers and the Chiefs. Now, that's going to be a great game because the Chargers are someone to contend with. It's at Arrowhead Stadium. Patrick Mahomes is insanely good. The Chiefs are 11-2, 6-0 at home. Mahomes has bombed the ball for 4,300 yards and 43 touchdowns. Yeah. And then Saturday, you got a slew of games. Well, I should say two games. You have two games that we didn't have before. You got the Texans and the Jets. That's at MetLife Stadium. Texans, for them, it's important. They're favored by 6. For the Jets, it's playing for pride. They're trying to pick up their 5th win. The Browns and the Broncos. And for the Broncos, it is a kind of a do-or-die scenario. They're 6-7, so if they go to 7-7, they even things up, and they have a slight outside shot at a wild card. Cardinals and the Falcons, Lions and the Bills, Packers and the Bears. That should be a good one. And these are your Sunday games. Cowboys and the Colts, that could be a really, really good game. And then you got the Eagles playing the Rams on Sunday Night Football, coming off of that overtime loss to the Cowboys. The Eagles at 6-7 are going to need a lot of help to get into the playoffs. The Cowboys would have to lose to the Colts. That would be the first thing. They'd have to pick up that win, but they've lost 2 against Dallas, so it's not looking great in that department. And, of course, the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year, but the chances of getting back this year are pretty much like 30%, if even that. And then the Monday night game is the Saints and the Panthers. Remember, our next show, we do that nail the score thing. So at this time in the next show, you have a chance to win some fabulous prizes, bragging rights, and it's like playing bingo. Maybe bingo's not a good reference. You're just trying to pull out some numbers. You're just trying to come up with what you think may happen. Pick the winner of the two teams I throw out and what the final score is going to be. And there could be beginner's luck, and it's not about analysis. You just pick one. That's it. It's you know, that easy. How's that? You know, it's all about dollars and cents when we talk about sports, what a team's cap's at, how much they're spending on players, what's being deferred, especially in football. And the fewest cap commitments for 2019, no shock, right? The Jets, $99 million. The Bills, $106 million. But it's a question of winning, opening the wallet, and figuring out the right decisions to make. And that's the truth. I mean, you got to be kind of the whole ball of wax now. It's not just looking at a few football players, trying to figure out how you field that team, get your defense and your offense. I mean, it's all kinds of things. This, how you have to specialize now is so different. The lawyers that you have to be armed with constantly and looking at contracts and manipulating the cap, the capologists, because then once we get through this season, we go into the playoffs, and then after the playoffs, of course, we wait for a couple of months, and before you know it, we're into the draft, and it's excellent when once we get into the draft. Doesn't get any better than that. Yeah, absolutely. In the NBA, the conversation is the Clippers are trying to land Kawhi and KD in free agency. That's at least the rumor, and that's what's out there. So the Raptors and the Golden State Warriors play on Wednesday night. The Clippers are watching the Raptors and Warriors game this season even more. Because they're having an interesting season of their own, a pretty good one, actually. The Clippers are obsessed apparently, with Kawhi Leonard and Kevin Durant. And that's who they're looking at next summer. So as they're having a good season, they're thinking about what are the pieces going to look like coming off of the year and who can we go after because of what will change. So NBA legend Jerry West and Lee Jenkins are in the front office trying to prepare for that pitch when the time is right, apparently. And, boy, having the two of them on the same team would be something. That would give Doc Rivers really some pieces that he needs. So maybe they make it. Maybe they make that work. The Clippers have a decent, they do have a decent team this year. But there's still so much basketball left to be played. I mean, this is just the beginning of the season in a sense. And once you get through the next couple of months, then it shakes out more unless somebody's just getting completely pummeled. All right, to me, in the man cave, this would be the most interesting story for those of you who are not crazy about sports, you know a little bit about sports. Here's one of those oddball stories, and I was looking at this the other day. NASA is offering to show Steph Curry proof that the United States landed on the moon in 1969. The Golden State Warriors star said in a podcast that he didn't believe it ever happened. So he said, you know what? Well, next time he is in Houston, we'd love for Mr. Curry to tour the Lunar Lab at our Johnson Space Center in Houston when the Warriors are in town to play the Rockets. We have hundreds of pounds of moon rock stored there in the Apollo Mission Control, and he can see firsthand what we did 50 years ago as well as what we're doing now to go back to the moon in the coming years, but this time to actually stay. So he just was kind of being funny about it in the Ringer's Winging It podcast, saying, have we ever really been to the moon? He and Vince Carter and Kent Bazemore host this podcast, and they said, no, I don't think so. So I think it's pretty funny. Why not? Drum up a conspiracy theory. Throw it out there. See if it sticks against the wall. I feel pretty good that we did land on the moon. I have seen that footage that they speak of, and I think NASA really does pretty much nail the question of, is it real or is it Memorex? I don't really question that. I think we should feel pretty good that definitely happened. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Yeah, I saw that movie this year. That was really good. Ryan Gosling, he was excellent. That's one you should put on your list if you haven't seen it. Thanks to everybody. The music means I got to power this mic down. Thanks to everybody who listened to the show and those that are listening to it in playback via podcast. Hey, hey, hey. Send me your thoughts. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Make it count, everyone.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.